that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever wanted for, a lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm your host, John Stadler, along with my co-host out there on the left coast.
How you doing? This is James. Good morning and good afternoon to everybody.
Hey, how you doing today?
Not bad, not bad. How are you?
Just a little befuddled here. I'm watching the stock market and
already?
Yeah, everything is all I do that every morning when I get up. I watch what the corporatists are doing out there and and how well the cheerleaders are propping up the illusion. I want to go in a few minutes. I want to go through a little bit here of urban survival, and if you want a real good economic look at things, I mean, this guy, I got to get him on the program one of these days, but this guy runs a website, and he basically tells the truth as to what's going on, and I want people to understand, you know, corporatism. You know, where this stuff came from. There, I want to play a clip out of a... have you ever seen the documentary Corporatism?
No, I haven't seen that.
Or, I'm sorry, The Corporation?
The Corporation.
The Corporation.
That was a movie or a documentary. It was a movie or a documentary?
Documentary.
No, I never saw that one.
And I'll tell you what, this goes through a lot of the essence of what we're seeing today. And folks, remember the big brouhaha? People, wow, they were enraged. The Ma Bells were controlling, you know, AT&T was controlling communications, and, well, there wasn't any fair competition out there. So they busted them all up, put the public through an absolute living communications hell, and then just reconfigured, and everybody is basically the same as they were before. But if you use that same strategy, and there are measures, or at least there were measures in this country, to stop corporate takeover. I mean, all you have to do is watch the financial shows of who's buying out whom.
Exactly.
You know, I mean,
it's every day it's some new story.
Well, of course. And somebody gets in a little bit of trouble, and they've got bags full of money, so they roll in and they buy up companies. But you have to understand, folks, on the money issue and these banks and these credit cards, this is the corporation. This is a monopoly. Now, a lot of people do not look at it like that, and we're retraining their minds.
Exactly.
Literally what we are doing is slanting this perspective, getting you out of that that propaganda sweet spot that you have been deluged with all your life, and we're shifting your perspective a little bit. Here's the same issue. Now, take a look at it from a different angle. So, you know, in this country, we had laws and rules and regulations against monopolies.
Right.
But there's one monopoly that nobody will ever dare speak about in such terms. Nobody will ever dare move against them in a meaningful way. Mm-hmm. And we all sit back and we watch these lovingly little bankers and keep something in mind, folks. This corporatism, this expansion of corporate, guess who holds most of the stock in these corporations? Take a guess. It's the bankers.
Yep.
So, you know, this is why I call it the unholy triad. You know, you had government, you had the banks, and you had the corporations. Three little entities working overtime, and they're just sealing up the deals as we go.
One by one, that's right.
One by one. It's called the domino effect, only... this time, you're the domino, and don't look now, you've just fallen over. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Hi. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
We are back.
We are back indeed. I've got to tell you the story. This call came in yesterday. I was doing some consulting for a production company in the last week. And this woman I know has been a big business pioneer in the publishing business in New York. And I told her, yeah, I'm doing this radio show and it's about the credit card thing and da 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 da. And come to find out, I get a call late at night. James, I got to tell you about what's going on. Come to find, 10 credit cards, over $400,000 in debt, 2 houses that she cannot sell because people that are coming in to try and buy those houses that have perfect credit scores or whatever. This particular bank will not give them the loan to get the house. So
you mean with a AAA credit rating, you can't buy a house over $400,000?
That's right.
Really?
In Southern California. She told me about this yesterday, and I was like, whoa, 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 let's back up a second. Please explain that to me. So you're telling me you have 2 houses that you've bought as real estate that you wanted to flip, and then you're going to take that money, take the profit, and pay off all your cards, correct? Yes. Okay, so then I said, so these houses are, she told me where they are, and they're in Hollywood Hills. And she says, yeah. She goes, I can't understand. The banks have come in, and this guy's ready to do the deal. He's got over 700 on his credit report, but the bank won't give him the loan to buy the house. And I'm like, why is that happening? And I tried to explain. And I'm sitting on my own. I'm like, That is unbelievable. That really is unbelievable. That a guy, somebody wants to buy the house, but they can't finalize the deal because B of A won't issue the loan to do it and make it go through. So now it's what's happening is what I'm trying to identify here is that now a person who should have no reason in selling these properties is now, by the way, American Express happens to be one of the cards she has. They just flicked the switch because she was late one day, and now all the other cards have raised up to 30%.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all of them.
Now, this woman doesn't sound to me like she's really destitute. She's got some stuff she's trying to offload. They've got qualified buyers, and they can't get a loan.
Right.
But they zapped her. Was she going to do anything with her credit cards?
Well, she's trying to figure it out because originally she was going to sell these homes to pay it all off. And, you know, she's made millions and lost millions and done very well. But now she's like, she goes, I can't believe it. I can't believe what the banks are doing right now. She's been very successful and never really had problems with the money now.
Right.
But now she does. And now she's getting the shaft by all the credit cards in a row. And I told her, I said, this is what they're going to do. They're going to raise that. They're going to lower your limits if they're maxed out or not maxed out, whatever the situation may be, and then they're going to close in.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you better make preparations now. And I just thought, like, this is a person that's done very well and has lots of money, and this shouldn't be happening to. And they've got properties that they want to sell, but they can't sell them because the mortgage companies won't do it.
Well, and this is why I say Bernanke is the banks won't loan money to each other. That's why you got this this effect going on in the mortgage, because nobody knows exactly the exposure on the mortgages out there and how many subprime and lousy mortgages are written out there. So banks are not loaning any money to each other, even in short term. But you listen to CNBC, and don't worry, the housing market's going to pick up. Hey, I want to play this on the corporation. It's the entire thing. You can get the entire thing off of YouTube. But I found this particularly interesting because, again, as I said, people don't look at these banks as being corporations, and they are a monopoly, and we used to have antitrust laws against monopoly. But nobody will think about that in regards to the banks because, well, you don't want 50 different currencies out there floating around, do you? No,
right,
we just
exactly.
need to have one phony currency out there. Listen to this. This is great stuff.
Years ago, the Business Corporation was a relatively insignificant institution. Today, it is all pervasive, like the church, the monarchy, and the Communist Party in other times and places. The corporation is today's dominant institution. This documentary examines the nature, evolution, impacts, and possible futures of the modern business corporation. Initially given a narrow legal mandate, what has allowed today's corporation to achieve such extraordinary power and influence over our lives? We begin our inquiry as scandals threaten to trigger a wide debate about the lack of public control over big corporations.
I do think there is an overhang over the market of distrust. Listen, 95% or some percentage, huge percentage of the business community are honest. Reveal all their assets and got compensation programs that are balanced, but there are some bad actors.
The media debate about the basic operating principles of the corporate world was quickly reduced to a game of follow the leader.
I still happen to think the United States is the greatest place in the world to invest. We have some shakeups that are going on because of a few bad apples.
Sweetest apple on the tree.
These are not
just a bunch of bad apples.
This is just a few bad apples.
It's not just a few bad apples.
We've got to get rid of the bad apples. You can start with Tyco.
Bad apples.
We know all about WorldCom.
Bad apples.
Xerox Corporation.
Bad apples.
Arthur Anderson.
Bad apples.
Enron, obviously.
Bad apples.
Kmart Corporation.
The fruit cart is getting a little more full.
I don't think it's just a few apples, unfortunately. I think this is the worst crisis of confidence in business.
What's wrong with this picture? Can't we pick a better metaphor to describe the dominant institution of our time? Through the voices of CEOs, whistleblowers, brokers, gurus and spies, insiders and outsiders, we present the corporation as a paradox, an institution that creates great wealth but causes enormous and often hidden harms.
Corporation is part of a jigsaw in society as a whole, which if you remove it, the picture's incomplete. But equally, if it's the only part, it's not going to work.
A sports team. Some of us are blocking and tackling, some of us are running the ball, some of us are throwing the ball, but we all have a common purpose, which is to succeed as an organization.
A corporation is like a family unit. People in a corporation work together for a common end.
Like the telephone system, it reaches almost everywhere. It's extraordinarily powerful. It's pretty hard to avoid. And it transforms the lives of people, I think, on balance, for the better.
The eagle, soaring, clear-eyed, competitive, prepared to strike, but not a vulture. Noble, visionary, majestic, that people can believe in and be inspired by, that creates such a lift that it soars. I could see that being a good logo for the principal company. Okay, guys.
Okay, holy, no, I just had to speak over his little expletive there.
Wow.
Corporations are artificial creations. You might say they're monsters trying to devour as much profit as possible at anyone's expense.
I think of a whale, gentle, big fish, which can swallow you in an instant.
Dr. Frankenstein's creation has overwhelmed and overpowered him, as the corporate form has done with us.
The word corporate gets attached in almost, you know, in a pejorative sense to, and gets married with the word agenda. And one hears a lot about the corporate agenda as though it is evil, as though it is an agenda which is trying to take over the world. Personally, I don't use the word corporation. I use the word business. I will use the word company. I'll use the word business community, because I think that is a much fairer representation than zeroing in on just this word corporation.
What is a corporation?
It's funny that I've taught in a business school for as long as I have without ever having been asked so pointedly to say what I think a corporation is.
It is one form of business ownership.
It's a group of individuals working together to serve a variety of objectives, the principal one of which is earning large, growing, sustained, legal returns for the people who own the business.
Hi there. This is Mark Akbar. I produced and co-directed The Corporation, and this is the official shareware version of the film. I'm proud of the fact that hundreds of thousands of people have already downloaded and shared this film. If I had a dollar for every download, well, I probably wouldn't be making this appeal. More than 200 people worked on the film, the DVD, and the website over 8 years. If you support the film, please support the filmmakers, too. You can make a contribution, large or small.
Even a couple of bucks would help at thecorporation.com.
We'll take the break. We'll be right back in our little corporate world. It's all good. It's business community. It's business. It's just a company. I'm amazed. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, so the world is still likely to come crashing down around our ears. And yes, I still think that market forces are more likely the powers that be. I'm trying to hand my cell phone. I can't hand it through the window, dear. Somebody is online and hasn't gotten the message. I'm in the middle of a program. Okay, they're all going to find out right now. I should leave that doggone thing outside the broadcast booth, but generally speaking, most people know the times that I broadcast, and I always have my phone close to me in case of emergency. So
there you go.
All right, so anybody...
That was a powerful piece of film.
Yes, it was.
I don't understand why it took 8 years to make it. That's unusual.
Well, when you have 200 people involved in anything, I think it takes a long time to sort it out. They've done that with movies, but you're talking about people with huge budgets. I mean, did you ever see the credits on the Titanic? It's almost as long as the movie. You know, and Cameron spent $200 billion making that thing. Yeah. And, I mean, he grossed, what, $1.2 billion or more worldwide? So that was a good investment, a $1 billion baby there. But, you know, if you look at the credits at the end of that movie, I mean, they go through, I think, three full-length songs just to cover the credits.
Right.
And it's not double-spaced. I mean, it's full screen. And it just, I was amazed when I saw that. I just kept, well, who are all these people, you know, and what did they have to do? But at any rate, yeah, the corporation, I've seen the movie in its entirety before, but you can see it on YouTube. Just go up to YouTube and punch in the search engine corporation, and it'll give you all the clips so you can watch the entire movie. But at any rate, and according here to Urban Survival, he says the world is still likely to come crashing down around our ears. And yes, I still think that market forces are more likely the powers that be are having a dandy time trying to avoid the obvious ending to this play, what I call serial economic bubbles. And he points out the Asian investment bubble, the internet bubble, and more recently, the late housing bubble. But that doesn't mean I have to be 100% negative all the time. Well, his story is negative. He says, okay, so the IMF, which warns that exchange rates interventions could result in a hard landing, and by doing so, they're sounding like they've been hanging around here. Still, he said, I'm a two-month bull. September 18th and November 18th, I find the markets to be positively biased toward the upside recently. Not that they represent any greater value than they did 6 months ago, but because the U.S. dollar has continued losing its purchasing power. It takes more dollars, reflected in higher Dow, in turn, to buy that much consumer market niche. Now, they've admitted and the talking head shows for the Wall Street boys that, these corporations, they're getting some good returns. Their stock values are up because now they're tied transnationally, internationally.
Right.
So this isn't the pulse beat of the American corporation. Just ask Chrysler right now. They just rolled out their new minivan. I think it's an update, the first update in 6-7 years, something like that. And they're not going to be able to bring
7 years.
Well, yeah, it's been the same model. Mm-hmm. For all those years, and they came out and launched a brand new model. There's nobody there to build it because the UAW just walked out today, and it's going
to
be
nobody can afford to buy it anyway.
Well,
your credit screwed up.
If you've been out shopping for these minivans, I mean, we bought one back in 2001, and we bought it, and it was still brand new, but we waited until it was the last one on the lot into the next model year, and that doggone thing was stickered out at $30,000.
Yeah,
and I can remember the days $30,000 would buy an entire house and the property it sat on.
Now
I'm looking at something that doesn't appreciate. I mean, I told my wife, and I've always been battling her on this. You know, I am a fastidious freak when it comes to car maintenance because I know the value of these things. And, well, the value comes in how long do you get to drive it and how long does it still look good? You know, and you'll notice after a few years that most people who do this, they'll let the scratches and the dents accumulate, and then they don't wash it as much, and they don't clean out the inside. And it just goes to hell in a handbasket. And most people, when they trade used cars or they sell a car, it's something you got to hold your nose next to while you're looking at it. But I've been a fastidious freak about this, and I've told her. I said, look, I said, well, we paid for this van. You're going to live with this thing for a long time. Get used to it. Because we're gonna drive this thing until the wheels
fall.
Until
it drops.
Well, and it's got 100,000 miles on it. And you know
what? That's not bad.
The damn thing still looks good. And I'm gonna drive it for another 100,000 miles before the thing either blows up or, you know, burns out from under my butt or something. And I mean, we're just gonna have this thing until probably into the next century. But at any rate, Chrysler rolling out this new minivan.
Mm-hmm.
And the workers are now on strike, and it promises to be a lot longer strike than the UAW against GM, because the people at Chrysler, they only have 49,000-plus employees, and they're the number three automaker. Okay, Ford is still two in here, at least in domestic sales. GM is still number one, with Toyota just running roughshod all over them. It's going to be a good break, by the way. In the UAW, if it would have struck all the automakers in this country at one time, it would have been good for the Japanese that are now operating their own plants inside the United States. You know, Americans have demonstrated a proclivity for going out there and buying a good product at a good price. They get a good value. And thanks to the Japanese, it was a system that we invented, how to build cars, Right. But of course, the Japanese never come up with any original ideas themselves. They're great copiers and innovators. So it's a good market position for them to be in if the UAW would have struck all three of the auto plants at the same time. But the news on Wall Street is driving the Dow down. Last time I looked, it was down 130 points. They don't like this messing with the corporate profit mechanism, such as it is. When we get back, I want to get into this article and talk more about the state that you're in. State of confusion, state of chaos, state of debt. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The obviousness of the serial bubble phenomenon is expected to escape your notice. It's supposed to. However, as an investor, you get things like the Fed's meeting notes to ponder. Here's an old reporter's secret, by the way. Most folks won't take the time to do this. But when I go through the statement, I color the bad parts red, meaning sounds bad for the economy, and the good parts green. The stuff that should be good for the economy, black means no change. I'll give you a little example here. Private non-farm payroll employment rose only modestly in August, and the levels of employment in June and July were revised down. The weakness in employment was spread fairly widely across the industries. Residential construction and manufacturing posted noticeable decline in jobs. That's all in red. Here comes the no change. very short. Employment in wholesale trade and transportation was little changed. That's black. Here's another little bit of red. Hiring at business services was well below recent trends. And here's the black. Both the average work week and the aggregate hours were unchanged in August. The unemployment rate held steady at 4.6%, 0.1 percentage point above its second quarter level and equal to its 2006 average. Wrong. That is a lie. That's somebody else's verbiage. He's just marking it off. And that just gives you an example of how, and he says, you know, when you do this, take the feds or a corporate memos or anything and go through the thing, kind of line item the thing, get out your, I've got three highlighter markers in here, and do your own color codes, and then hold it, put it across the room, hang it on a wall, walk back 8 or 10 feet and squint your eyes and look at it. If it's all red, you might want to take a look at it again. You might want to take a second look. But my point about this is that you're getting the idea. Next time you want to develop your own independent view of a news release or a Fed statement, just whip out the highlighters and mark up the whole report and then stand back and look at it at the squinty-eyed level. Now, and by the way, notice which color seems to dominate. The next step might be to X out counterbalancing views. For each, this was down, but this was up. You can almost go through the cancel out terms. You know, it's a shame that news channels don't take time to color code breaking news. Seems like it's always on a yellow background with bold black lettering. Why not put headlines that come out ahead of the expectations in green and the ones below forecast in red? Now, that might be asking too much. That could be called a red and green ticker, by the way. Now, this makes sense, folks, because people want to hear what they want to hear. Okay, we have a tendency to do this. And we will pick out and glean the good parts to bolster our view or our position or our ideology or our ideas. And completely ignoring the other. This is what people today, James, are doing in this country. You know, oh, the stock market's up. The economy's not bad. The stock market's up. Inflation running 11, 12%, folks. They'll tell you, one newscast will tell you it's maybe 2%. Well, maybe it's between 3 and 4. But, you know, the Fed's watching the inflation rate. No, the Fed is causing the inflation rate. Inflation is the cause of the money. Because you have gold and silver-backed currencies, they don't change. They never change. If a dollar was worth a dollar 100 years ago, if it's backed by the same commodity, it'll be worth $100 100 years from now. Just since the 60s, 80%, I heard somebody say 60-some percent today, that's in error. 80% of the purchasing power of your dollar just since the 60s is gone out the window. So when you see higher prices, oh, by the way, you didn't get a job, a raise at your job at $200 a week? Well, you better knock on your boss's door and ask him, hey, I know I make $500 a week here, but I need $200 more to keep up for inflation. He's going to look at you and say, you want to start training your replacement now? See, your income is not increasing. Inflation or devaluation of the dollar is rapidly accelerating. And start paying attention everywhere you look. Like your idea of last week, don't use credit cards, don't use your debit cards. Actually reach in your pocket to physically pull out the cash and hang it across the counter for your gas fill up. Oh,
exactly.
Did it just cost you $75, $80 to fill up your SUV? Well, you may want to consider if you could sell the boat on this market today, you may want to consider getting rid of it and maybe get something that gets 30, 35 miles to a gallon.
Yeah, how did that work out for everybody out there that's listening? Were you able to do that? Were you able to use cash throughout the weekend? I would love to hear about that, if it was even possible for some people.
Yeah, I mean, it's and again, it's what we've been conditioned into. And I know you're big on this, James, and you're exactly mm-hmm. right. We have a tendency to be involved in an environment. And then we make up our own ideas and make up our own mind what we are to that environment or a set of circumstance. Mm-hmm. And we might put the rose-colored glasses on. And I'll be honest with you, You know what really, really pisses me off to no end? The eternal optimist, that they're just bubbly all the time. I mean, you could walk up, smack them right square in the face with everything you can put behind a knuckle sandwich, and they'll get up, dust themselves off, and smile at you. Now, that's a true optimist. I don't know too many of those, but you've been around. It really makes me angry when I get around people that are too happy.
Well, especially in the environment of today, I'm all for happiness, but I'm all for happiness with a, you know, full disclosure and freedom of information flowing and everything else like that as well. I mean, it is this whole issue with the credit cards and the banking thing. It is when I've dealt with people about it and they're in a state of fear and they're tied in. When you tell them, well, this is what's going on. This is what's happening to you. This is how it affects you. This is how you can fix it. The just trauma associated. It kind of reminds me of a person that's been in prison for 20 years and then comes out on the outside and they can't handle it. They can't handle it because they're still in prison. They're still thinking from that former existence.
Do you know what that just reminded me of? What was that, the Stephen King novel that was turned into a movie? Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, exactly. Remember
the librarian that had been locked up most of his life
and finally got parole?
He'd heard about jet aircraft, but he'd never seen one.
That's right.
And when he was a kid, very, very few people owned cars, and he's out on a street corner, goes to step off the curb, and almost gets run over by somebody yelling profanities out the window at him like, "Hey, you old jerk, what's wrong with you?" It was something that he was not used to.
Yeah, and a lot of people, they take this in a form like that. They really do. But I've seen people come in and change and transform because they're by pure force. And they're going to be, whether they deal, however they deal with their banking or credit card issue, whatever it is, they're going to have to change. It's going to be done by force. And that's what happens. People go through this big shift, and some people can't handle it. I notice that all the time, that the idea of being cash and carry is not really conceivable for a lot, because some people have grown up with the use of credit cards. Teenagers, people that are in college now, people in high school. That's just the way it is.
Now,
that's how they do stuff.
Let me go to the reverse, the obtuse of this. I don't like being around people that are excessively negative either. You know, I'm kind of one of these guys. I like the happy medium in life. I'm not too much of an optimist, because if you're too much of an optimist and you're paying attention, well, then you can be oftentimes disappointed.
Right.
But
it's a proper balance.
Yeah, exactly. And on the other hand, you know, being too pessimistic, you know, people like that, if they're paying attention in life, are often surprised. So I take a realistic and medium approach to this. But here's the problem. People don't like negative stuff, as I alluded to earlier. Mm-hmm. People don't like negative stuff. They don't like bad news, because what did that just do? That might mean they have to shift their paradigm of thought in order to deal with this problem.
Exactly.
Now,
exactly.
Excuse us, folks, but we're down here in the trenches, and
I've given people like a copy of Freedom to Fascism, or told them to check that out, and it's very well done. And pretty much after you've seen it, it's like if that's new information to you, it's total. I've talked to people and they're like frozen.
It blows them away.
They don't even know what to say. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then they can't go on living the way they've done, knowing that that is out there and that other people have backed that. So they get in this very stuck state of terror and fear. And I notice this all the time because of the way the programming has been. You know, it's like somebody come in and say, "Oh, by the way, the parents that you grew up with, they're really not your parents. Those are stand-ins. The real parents are over here." And then, well, wait a minute, I have all these reinforced behaviors with these people for years, and people have relationships with their credit cards.
Yeah.
They have an actual relationship with them.
And it's devastating to their psyche. Now think of it this way. I don't know out in California if you can have these things. What do they call them here where you flush the toilet and it goes into a hole in the ground? what do they call that?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
That goes into the hole into the ground. I don't know.
Come on, somebody help me out here.
You can't stop there with that one.
Wait a minute.
Get yourself out of
okay.
that one.
All right, in modern California, and here in Central Texas, you flush your toity and it goes into the sewer line and then it goes to the wastewater treatment plant. The old style, what is it? Septic tank. Thank you. I went into catatonic brain fart over that one. A septic tank. Now, when your septic tank goes bad, what do you have to do? You have to call somebody, and they have to come and dig the thing out, clean it out, and then put it back together, and then cover the dirt back up. Now, folks, think of us being down in that little cesspool, in that septic tank, and we've got to shovel the capital S-H-I-T in your face. And we're flinging this
great
stuff.
Great imagery.
Hey, we're flinging this stuff. We've got to get to the root of this problem. We've got to clean out the crap to get to the bottom of it so we can make it all right again. Mm-hmm. And this has been part of the problem with people out there. Don't get mad at me because I'm slinging the crap in your face, because I'm doing my job. Now, you can choose not to listen to it and put those rose-colored glasses back on your face, and then just hope to God, you know, something doesn't fall on you and kill you. Mm-hmm. But I'm driving at the point here that what you need to do is to take a realistic look at what we're talking about here. And I know there's a ton of people out there that listen to the program that have credit card problems. You know, folks, we don't have caller ID and then track your number and then hand you over. We don't sell lists, you know, to the credit card companies or to the banks or to the Fed or anybody else. Anonymously, you can call up. You don't even have to give your real name. Call in as Daffy Duck or Elmer Fudd. I really don't give a hoot. But you people out there that are sitting there with these masses of credit card debt that will not ask any questions.
Oh, they're petrified.
They're scared snotless. And I see no point in continuing to do a program where we're uncovering the septic tank, mm-hmm. and we're trying to dig through all this crap to get to the bottom, to make the repairs, to make everything right so we can put the dirt back over, plant the posies, and make everything look right again.
Exactly.
It's a tough hoe. I mean, a row to hoe. I mean, it's a tough thing to do.
Mm-hmm. For some people, it's the... Like you've said before, it's survival. Their survival is threatened. They're considering homelessness. How do I feed my children? How am I going to pay for this? How am I going to, you know, put clothes on my children or whatever it is? So it's terrifying for people to address those issues.
And you know, I mean, what does it take to get through to people? You identify the problem. You tell them the reason why the problem's going on, and then you offer them a solution. See, we're kind of the antithesis to the Hegelian dialectic. You know, we didn't start the problem. We're going to demonstrate the problem to you. We're going to tell you the reasons why the problems are going on and why you're having such a hard time. And then the third step of this, the usual Hegelian dialectic is some little son of a gun will create the problem for his own mm-hmm. agenda, demonstrate how bad the problem is, and then come up with a solution that before he started the problem, you'd never even consider in a million years. So we're mm-hmm. doing the reverse Hegelian dialectic. We didn't start the problem, but we're demonstrating the problem, and we're showing the examples and the reasons why the problem's going on. And then what are we doing? What we are doing is offering you a solution out of that problem that you didn't start in the first place. You may have been a party to it, but just because I'm standing in a room in a nightclub and some yahoo pulls out a gun and blows somebody's head off, that doesn't make me complicit in the act. I was just there. I didn't start the problem. I certainly didn't pull the trigger and kill somebody. Okay, that was none of my doings. But I was there. I was part of the scene. I might not have enabled any of this to happen, but I was still there. This is where people are at in their mindset with a credit card debt right now. Well, I'm kind of there, and gosh, I'm responsible, and it was my fault.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of they are guilty about that. Then when you show them what really happened and all that, obviously they're a person that's responsible for their actions and their behavior. But if I'm, you know, going to a contract with somebody and I'm fooled during that contract and I show good intent, and really when you sign a contract with me, I'm enslaving you and I haven't told you that, and I'm sitting back smiling and say, well, just pay the minimum. That's a big issue to deal with.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, I've addressed this, and it takes a paradigm shift within the person too, because essentially, as I've mentioned to people that have called or emailed me, you're entering into a new school of thought. Literally, you go and you join a school. That's really what this North American Educational Services is. It's a school where you are the student and the teachers already know the situation, and you are taught exactly step by step exactly what is going on.
And people might say, I don't know anything about this, and I don't think I can do it. Well, wait a minute.
Well,
you went to school, folks. You went to school. There was a teacher.
It's easier than school. It's actually easier than school.
You went to school, and the math teacher was standing up there and showed you math problems but gave you the solutions to the problems, how to do it. That's exactly what we do here. It's not a hands-off, charge you a fee, throw a bunch of paperwork at you and say, there you go, kid.
It would never work. It would never work.
That's
and
right.
I know there's some other companies that have done that, but since I know what exactly goes on with this one, there is nonstop conference calls throughout the week. There is email support. There is one-on-one support. There is support if you have to go into litigation. Some people can't wait to because they want to get it over with.
Well, once they learn the scam and
it's like people are so scared of that. I'm sure a lot of people before they started, riding a bicycle or doing some new task that they'd never done before, they were nervous about it. Mm-hmm. But once you've conditioned yourself and begin, it's quite easy. It's quite easy.
Afraid of drowning? Learn how to swim.
Exactly.
You know, it cracked me up across the nation 30 years ago, this big thing about putting up fencing. And I said, why is everybody worried about non-swimmers coming into their property? All you have to do is learn how to swim. You never have to worry about drowning.
There you go.
We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system
them today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Quick story, personally, what happened to me several years ago. I came down here to Central Texas, and I took over somebody's business. It was the Y2K thing. By February of 99, that was pretty much over, because the only problem was out there that the bank saw was what you're seeing today, is they're scared to death of run-on banks, because what that does is pulls the curtain back in the land of Oz about fractionalized reserve banking, that they don't have the money they got it on account, but they ain't got it in the vault, okay? So the whole Y2K thing, they were scared to death that were going to be major runs on the banks, which would make the banks collapse. But I took this company over from this guy, and he withdrew the money out of the account to pay his original investor, and I looked at his books. And what I didn't see was a bunch of stuff, debt that he had hidden. So I took over the company in good faith. Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't a month later, I get a call from one supplier, goes, hey, we want to ship some of your orders. You need to send us a check. And I said, oh, good, let's get those orders moving. How much money do you need? $65,000 to one supplier.
Cool.
Okay, so what I had...
Was that guy a former board on the board of Citibank?
His name was Barry Levinson. You take it from there. But at any rate, he was Messianic, by the way. Messianic Jew guy. But anyhow, most of the people that dealt with this guy were all Christian organizations. So stupid me, I get in there, work the business for almost 2 years trying to pay these people back or change orders to get them product. Mm-hmm. And I talked to a bankruptcy attorney, and he looked at me and said, are you crazy for doing that? I said, why crazy? He says, well, you didn't enjoy any of the profits there. Why should you have to pay these people back? And I said, well, I feel obligated to do it. Finally, I did file bankruptcy on the place, and many more suppliers came forth with their bills in hand. And I finally said, you know what? I'm pulling the plug on this deal. And the state's attorney general's office got involved, the attorney general of Texas. I get a call from this guy. And what he wants me to do is turn over books and everything else so this guy can build a case against me. I said, let me hold you, and let me stop you right here. I said, you couldn't get me for fraud or anything like that if I even made an attempt. Even if I didn't fill one order, as long as I had the intent of doing it, you know damn right well you don't have a case. I never heard back from the attorney general's office. Right. But what he didn't know was for 2 years I was in there working that business, refunding people's money off of profit, that present-day profit. It had nothing to do with that guy or any past accounts. But I felt obligated. You know what? I learned a lesson there. I will never take the responsibility of somebody else's screw-up ever again in my life. Ever.
Right.
And it's the same thing with credit cards, folks. You may have said to yourself, well, I'm going to get a couple of credit cards, and I'm going to make my payments here, and I'm going to keep my credit score at 732 or whatever. It's not your fault anymore, because the rug has been pulled out from under you. It is called survival time now. And what we are telling you, this is completely above board and legal. You can dump your credit card debt entirely, or it's called let's make a deal. We can go in there and knock off up to 70% of that debt that you owe on those cards. And guess what? You don't even have to make a credit card payment next month or the month after. Now, that frees up cash that you can pay your pressing bills right now.
Exactly.
And this is the program. James, this is gutsy because it's never been done on radio before.
That's
and we're
correct.
Reaching into the psyche and the minds of the general population out there, that first we have to re-educate them, shift that paradigm, get a different
view. And then take action.
And then, bingo, take the action.
That's right.
And you can take that action by calling what number?
It is... Tell me, John.
I don't have it in front of me.
All right, it's... Yeah. Give me your email.
GetDebtReliefNow@gmail.com.
All right. And we'll come up with a number here. It's 877-something. Somebody cleaned up my office. I can't find it. Anyhow, I'll see you in a couple hours. You're going to join me for a few minutes on the National Intel Report.
See you in 2 hours.
Okay, sir. See you tomorrow, folks.
It's true.